I'm so glad you asked that, because one of the things that, not many things about all of this really annoy me. One of them is somebody says, oh, they're all just relativists, and I just want to shoot them. That's not true. That's ignorant. Almost as ignorant, and maybe more dangerous, is the nice adult person who says, they'll get over it. It's a young people's movement. And my first answer is, look at my hair. It hadn't been black in 50 years, you know. but at a more state. The reason that's alarming is that that's a lovely, socially acceptable way to obscure what's really happening. It's very reassuring to many middle-aged folk who don't feel any understanding of the emergence and who do see young people, and particularly people of childbearing years, not in the pews anymore in the traditional churches, to want to say this is a young person's thing and they'll get over it. What they're not seeing is that many of their confreres, both socioeconomically and age-wise, are not in those pews either. They are in these churches, and increasingly they're white heads there. There's the old Carol Burnett joke that children and their grandparents have much in common and get along famously because they have a common enemy. And the middle-aged parent sometimes feels that that's what's happening here, and to some extent it is. One of the fascinating things about this to me is that it is attracting some of the very very affluent, I suppose some of them are wealthy, but who've never been shown a way to incarnate their gifts and their tithing, to actually live humbly. And monasticism is about, at some level, whether it's just covenanted to each other or all the way to common purse, common table, or all the way to even constancy and obedience, monasticism is about 25%. Of this movement, or there is some monasticism in about 25% of each one, I guess, has some monasticism in it, is the truth of it. And that's very appealing to people who have been overly comfortable. And in this country, that's a problem. Overly comfortable and not quite trusting the institution enough, not thinking that writing a check to the church does anything. It just separates you from part of your money, and that's it. Whereas if you're living in that neighborhood, or if you're worshiping in that neighborhood, if you're actively involved in that, then there is an immediacy, and there is a sense of, yes, I gave part of me to this. But also for the older folk, and as I said, there are increasingly numbers of white hairs, as well as affluent hairs. No blue hairs yet, but, you know, the white ones and the affluent ones. There, I think, is a kind of, oh, I don't want to say wisdom, it looks self-aggrandizing. There is a kind of gentleness that recognizes that all the bricks and mortar, all the debts, all the performed music, all the staidness, all of the lack of emotion, all of the individualization have become whatever they are, boring, I guess, lacking some animation. And so the desire to walk away from it. The ones that fascinate me most are the hyphenateds.